Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Happy you're with us today. Tree diaper makes your plants happy because it hydrates them without any effort from you.
Tree diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water on the base of your plant or tree as the soil dries. The tree diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No more overwatering or underwatering with the tree diaper. Every time it rains, tree diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they're down by the house, the road, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, tree diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
Well, Holly, we reached out to our social media platforms and asked our gardening friends and followers, you've always been told to do this in the garden, and what is it? Well, we've got a list of things here, and we're going to go over what you submitted. And I guess I don't want to say it this way, but we'll tell you if you were told right or told wrong about what you were told to always do in the garden, Holly.
Right. So the first one is to water in the evening or morning and at the base of the plant.
Okay.
And I would say these are both correct, or all three, I guess. You want to water in the morning or evening, and then also the base of the plant. Now you're thinking, well, if it rains, how can I water at the base of the plant? And it just means that if you are the one doing the watering and you want to water at the base of the plant, that is more ideal, because there's a lot of good things and bad things in your soil, and they can splash up onto your plants. One way to prevent that from happening is to use mulch. So that is one thing that you can do. As far as watering in the morning or the evening, a lot of people think that, you know, the sun could possibly scald the plants. It's just that when you water in the morning or the evening, it allows for the best way for the water to stay at the root of the plants and not to dry out as fast.
And coming out of the evening, the plants are less stressed and are able to absorb the moisture better. Watering at night, not that bad, but you really want to avoid getting the water on the leaves, especially in times of the year when nighttime temperatures are cooler, because that's what can help develop mold and mildew issues if you go put those plants essentially to bed with wet leaves. So that's something to be aware of. I was always told to do this in the garden. Shake my tomato plants, use Epsom salt, cut away flowers that are bent over so you can take them inside. Shake the tomato plant because the flower has both reproductive organs in the flower. So if you're inside and you're growing tomatoes, you'd want to shake them to stimulate or knock the pollen down. Outside, you don't necessarily have to do that because of wind. Wind does that for you.
Right. Yeah. So that makes sense to shake the tomato plant. I mean, it's not going to hurt if you shake your outside tomato plants. As far as using Epsom salt, I know like some flower farmers will do that to help brighten the color of their plants or their flowers. I'm not sure if it does anything else.
It does the same thing. It helps produce, I think it helps the plant, the tomato plant, the pepper plant, all that. It does help in that. It adds magnesium to the plant for better growth properties. And then cutting the flowers off when they're bent over, take inside, you're not going to waste them. That works fine.
Yeah, that makes sense too. All right, so another one is to weed.
Yeah.
Is that like that, some sort of...
No. They said that they were always told to weed, which is accurate. You should weed your garden, or if you go with the more of the, you know, let it be and see what stronger, let the strongest live, that's another way of doing such. Rotating crops. I was always told to rotate crops. Okay. Based on how large your garden is, that presents a challenge. If you're able to rotate crops, so say you have a 4x4 foot, 16 square foot raised bed or in-ground bed, kind of hard to move that tomato plant a whole lot of different places.
Right. That's something you have to keep in mind is, yes, you can rotate crops, but within your limitation. And even us, sometimes we have to really think about this because while we have these raised beds,
it's not a 40-acre
field. And sometimes we have to take into consideration full sun plants versus partial shade plants and where to put them.
I've always been told to till the garden every year.
Well, if you know, Joey and I, we don't till our garden. We do the raised beds.
Minimal soil disturbance.
Yeah, minimal soil disturbance. And even before we built the raised beds, we didn't till either. So this is really...
We don't hate you if you do. Yeah, but
some people can get into, you know, fist fights about this and whatnot. So I would say that this is really... It's really up to you what you want to do.
Why? Explain why we choose not to.
Well, we choose not to for a couple of reasons. One, because it can disturb the ecosystem of your soil and the soil web. Two, it will chop up the weeds, essentially. And then...
The root fibers.
Yeah. And then it just can create more weeds. And three, it can cause damage to the worms.
Yes. I like this one. I've always been told to stop wasting my time and money in the garden, walk down the street and go to the grocery store and get the same thing there.
Well, I mean...
He was clearly told this by friends who didn't understand what many of us who are listening to this program do.
Right. And people joke about this all the time. You know, why not go buy a pound of tomatoes for $2 versus spending all this time growing tomatoes? And there's a lot of reasons. One is because it's fresher. You're not using resources such as gas, carbon emissions, et cetera, to obtain those tomatoes. And three, they taste a heck of a lot better.
Right. We're talking about, like, if you go to the farmer's market or if you go to the grocery store and buy the cardboard tomatoes versus the actual grown in the garden, harvested when ripe tomatoes. I've always been told to use eggshells and coffee grounds in my garden. Well, we've talked about eggshells before, that they don't break down as quickly as many people had assumed that they do. It can take 12 to 18 months for the eggshell, even in a crushed or almost powder-like form, to break down into a usable, uptakeable means for a plant. It's not bad to incorporate them in the garden, but don't think that you're going to crush an eggshell, put it on your tomato plant, and that tomato plant is going to thrive because it's got all the calcium in the world. It does not work that way. Coffee grounds, you can incorporate coffee grounds in the garden. However, they are not acidic. That's a big myth that goes around.
Yeah, that's a huge myth, and they lose their acidity when they're ground.
When it's brewed.
And I feel like you would have to really add a lot of coffee grounds to your soil to somehow, you know, change the pH of it.
Coffee grounds are approximately a little under 2% nitrogen, 0.5% of potassium, and 0.5% of phosphorus. And you do want to mix them in if you're going to incorporate them into the garden, because they can, and the nitrogen, the value of it will evaporate out of the coffee ground. So keep that in mind. It's good for the coffee ground. It's good to be put in the garden. It's good organic matter, brings a lot of worms in. Things are happy. But don't expect that, because I've seen, what do I do with my coffee grounds? Put them around your blueberry bushes. Put them around your acid loving. No, that's not. I understand how these things get started, but it's hard to get them to stop.
Right.
And number...
it's to relax and enjoy. And this is important, is that we...
Many people lose this aspect.
Yeah. It can get to the point where you feel caught up. You feel, you're almost like just focusing too much on weeds or problems or whatever, and you're trying to fight a battle or some sort, and you're not really enjoying what you wanted to do initially, was to enjoy being in the garden, to get your hands in the soil. And I think that, you know, you and I, this year, this is not our best garden year, but we decided to pursue some other hobbies. And we will, you know, sometimes that happens where you maybe take on a new hobby one summer and then you don't have quite the same balance, and that's okay.
And people, it's okay to have some weeds. People work hard to weed their garden, and 2 weeks later, look at all the weeds! You know, it's one of those things that where do they all come from? So if you have never had weeds in your garden, please send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. We'd love to talk to you, get your secret on that, and have all of our gardens be better. So if we didn't hit something that you've always been told and you're questioning it now, you can send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or give us a call at 1-800-927-7469. Well, one thing I've always been told, Holly, is Japanese beetles will devastate anything that they can get their little nubbins on, and that's what's going on right now in all of our gardens.
Yeah, if you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. Derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria, Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. You just mix the powder with water and spray it on your plants. Once ingested, the targeted pests will stop feeding and die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know it's a great choice to use on your fruits and veggies in addition to your ornamental flowers and trees.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but it is the only product that is safe to be used around beneficial insects such as ladybugs, butterflies, and bees. With zero water toxicity, Beetle Gone from BeetleGone.com. That's BeetleGone.com. And when you go and purchase Beetle Gone from BeetleGone.com so you can control those beetles in your yard, be sure to use coupon code GARDENTALK10 to knock 10% off your order at BeetleGone.com.
For more information, please visit the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com.